You're listening to SBS News.
French migrant Benoît Leblanc arrived in Australia with a Master of Law degree. But he knew there was nothing legal about an experience with a former employer. He says he worked overtime every day, clocking up hundreds of unpaid hours. With his right to remain in Australia tied to his sponsorship, he says he felt trapped.
You're not really allowed to leave, you're not really allowed to, you know, find a job with higher pay or better quality because of the conditions of the visa. So it became very daunting and you know, started cycling into sort of a depression, anxiety phase.
New research from the Grattan Institute says roughly half of migrants to Australia are tertiary educated when they arrive. But despite these high levels of education and experience, report author Will Mackey says the minimum salary or temporary skilled income threshold has not risen in nearly a decade.
It has remained flat since 2013 at that 53,900 level. So we've seen more of Australia's temporary skilled migrant group come in working in relatively low wage jobs for this specific amount, which has dragged down the wages from this visa that is really meant to be for high skilled people.
Roughly one in five in the Australian workforce is a migrant with either a permanent or temporary visa. The latter are particularly vulnerable, many making a living in the hospitality industry, with migrants making up 40% of the sector's workforce. Basina Barbenbloom from the Migrant Justice Institute says underpayment is a systemic problem.
We need to create a new environment where employers feel that there is a realistic prospect that if they underpay workers or they exploit migrant workers, they will get caught and that migrant workers will come forward. And they don't just expect that migrant workers will remain silent when they're exploited.
She adds that currently only 1 in 10 migrant workers comes forward to report the problem. Benoît Leblanc says he knows others in similar situations.
This is a global issue with all of the temporary residents in Australia, whether they're on a working holiday or a work visa. This happens quite a lot. This happens actually very, very often.
Rochelle Harrison-Pless, SBS News.